The Leader I Desire. Inspiring Vision and Authentic Leadership. DRMW Conta. ISBN. Copyright 2024 by Drive Mdudhuzi Walter Mkonta. All rights reserved. This book is protected by the international copyright laws and may not be copied or reprinted for commercial gain or profit. No part of this publication may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form or by any means, or stored in a database or retrieval system, without the prior written permission of the publisher. Published by Omega Global University Media House. Eswatini Wright, Dr. Mdudhuzi Walter Mkonta. P.O. Box 2774, Mbabane. Plus 268760447. mkhontavalter99@gmail.com. South Africa Wright, Professor V. N. Sibiya. P.O. Box 4258, Mbamula City. South Africa. Plus 2782470628 8. Email, omegagu@gmail.com. 65. Contents. Endorsement. Dedication. Acknowledgements. Foreword. Preface. Introduction. Chapter 1 Vision and Purpose, Understanding the Importance of Having a Clear Vision. Chapter 2 Integrity and Ethics, The Role of Honesty and Moral Principles in Effective Leadership. Chapter 3 Communication Skills, Techniques for Effective Communication and Active Listening. Chapter 4 Empowerment and Delegation, How to Empower Others and Delegate Tasks Effectively. Chapter 5 Resilience in Adversity, Building Strength to Overcome Challenges and Setbacks. Chapter 6 Emotional Intelligence, Understanding and Managing Emotions in Yourself and Others. Chapter 7 Building a Strong Team, Strategies for Fostering Collaboration and Teamwork. Chapter 8 Continuous Learning, The Importance of Growth and Adaptability in Leadership. Chapter 9 Leadership Styles, Various Approaches Leaders Use to Guide and Motivate Their Teams. Chapter 10 The Leader Within, Encouraging Readers to Cultivate Their Unique Leadership Style. Chapter 11 Effective Discipline, Guiding Behavior Rather Than Punishment. Endorsement. The Leader I Desire is a compelling exploration of leadership that resonates deeply with anyone aspiring to enhance their influence and effectiveness. This book masterfully combines practical insights with inspiring narratives, guiding readers on a transformative journey towards becoming the leaders they truly want to be. The author's unique perspective on leadership challenges traditional notions, emphasizing the importance of authenticity, empathy, and vision. Each chapter is rich with actionable strategies that empower individuals to unlock their full potential and positively impact their teams and organizations. A must-read for aspiring leaders, seasoned professionals, and anyone seeking to navigate the complexities of leadership with confidence and purpose. Highly recommended. Endorsed by Professor V. N. Sibiya. Omega Bible Theological College / Omega Global University Life Chancellor. Founder / President, Omega Global Churches and Africa Conference of Covenant Churches. Dedication. To all the dreamers, believers, and change makers who have the courage to challenge the status quo and strive for a better world. To the leaders who inspire us with their vision, integrity, and compassion. To the unsung heroes who work tirelessly behind the scenes, without seeking recognition or reward. To the trailblazers who pave the way for future generations to flourish. This book is dedicated to you. May it serve as a guide, a source of inspiration, and a reminder that we all have the power to create positive change in our communities, our organizations, and the world at large. Thank you for your dedication to making the world a better place. Acknowledgements. I would like to express my deepest gratitude to all those who have supported and inspired me throughout the writing of this book, The Leader I Desire. First and foremost, I want to thank my family for their unwavering love and encouragement. Your belief in me has been my greatest source of strength. I am also incredibly grateful to my friends and mentors who have provided me with valuable insights and feedback on the ideas presented in this book. Your input has been invaluable in shaping the final work. I extend my heartfelt thanks to the team at the Omega Global University Media House for their support. Their guidance in the publication processes has been invaluable. Special thanks to all the leaders, past and present, who have served as examples of what true leadership looks like. Your stories and experiences have inspired me to strive for excellence in my own leadership journey. Lastly, I want to thank the readers who choose to pick up this book. It is my hope that the lessons and principles shared within these pages will empower you to become the leader you desire. Thank you to everyone who has played a part in making this book a reality. With sincerest appreciation. Dr. Mvuduzi Walter Mkonta. Foreword. In a world filled with challenges and uncertainties, the need for strong and ethical leadership has never been greater. In The Leader I Desire, Dr. Mvuduzi Walter Mkonta presents a compelling and insightful exploration of what it truly means to be a leader in today's complex and dynamic environment. Through a blend of personal experiences, practical advice, and thought-provoking reflections, Dr. Mvuduzi Walter Mkonta offers a roadmap for aspiring leaders to cultivate the skills, qualities, and mindset needed to inspire positive change and lead with integrity. Drawing on a wealth of experience and knowledge, the author delves into the fundamental principles of effective leadership, emphasizing the importance of authenticity, compassion, vision, and resilience. With a deep understanding of the challenges facing leaders in the modern world, Dr. Mvuduzi Walter Mkonta provides valuable guidance on navigating obstacles, fostering collaboration, and driving meaningful impact. The Leader I Desire is not just a book, it is a manifesto for a new generation of leaders committed to making a difference in the world. Whether you are a seasoned executive, a budding entrepreneur, or a passionate change maker, this book will challenge you to rethink your approach to leadership and empower you to become the leader you desire. I am honored to have had the opportunity to read and endorse this inspiring work. I have no doubt that it will resonate with readers from all walks of life and inspire them to embrace their full potential as leaders. Warm regards. My Dominion Blessing. Your Kingdom Ambassador and World Peace Ambassador. Professor V.N. Sibiya. Omega Bible Theological College / Omega Global University Life Chancellor. Founder / President, Omega Global Churches and Africa Conference of Covenant Churches. Preface. Leadership is not just a title or a position, it is a way of being, a way of thinking, and a way of acting that inspires others to rise to their full potential. In The Leader I Desire, I invite you on a journey of self-discovery and transformation as we explore the essence of authentic leadership and the qualities that define the leader we aspire to be. As a lifelong student of leadership and a passionate advocate for positive change, I have spent years reflecting on what it takes to be a truly effective leader in today's fast-paced and interconnected world. Through my own experiences, observations, and interactions with remarkable leaders, I have come to understand that leadership is not about power or authority, but about influence, inspiration, and service. In this book, I share insights, strategies, and practical tips to help you cultivate the mindset and skills necessary to lead with purpose, authenticity, and impact. From defining your vision and values to building strong relationships and encouraging a culture of trust and collaboration, The Leader I Desire offers a blueprint for creating a new paradigm of leadership that is rooted in empathy, integrity, and resilience. My hope is that this book will empower you to embrace your unique leadership style, overcome challenges with grace and courage, and make a meaningful difference in the lives of those you lead. It is my belief that each of us has the potential to be a leader not just in our organizations or communities, but in every aspect of our lives. I am grateful for the opportunity to share this journey with you and to witness the transformation that occurs when we embrace the leader we desire to be. Introduction. Leadership is a calling, a responsibility, and an opportunity to make a positive impact on the world around us. In The Leader I Desire, we embark on a journey of self-discovery, growth, and transformation as we explore the essence of leadership and the qualities that define the leader we aspire to be. In a time of unprecedented change, complexity, and uncertainty, the need for strong, ethical, and visionary leaders has never been greater. As we navigate the challenges of today's fast-paced and interconnected world, it is essential for us to cultivate the skills, mindset, and character traits that will enable us to lead with courage, compassion, and integrity. Through a combination of personal stories, practical insights, and thought-provoking exercises, this book serves as a guide for aspiring leaders who are committed to becoming the best versions of themselves. We will delve into the core principles of effective leadership, from defining our purpose and values to developing our emotional intelligence and communication skills. The Leader I Desire is not just a book about leadership theory, it is a roadmap for personal and professional growth, a source of inspiration and motivation, and a call to action to rise to the challenge of leadership in the 21st century. Whether you are a seasoned executive, a young entrepreneur, or a dedicated team member, this book will empower you to embrace your unique leadership style and lead with authenticity and impact. I invite you to embark on this journey with an open mind and a courageous heart. Together, let us explore the possibilities of leadership and strive to become the leaders we desire to be. Chapter 1: Vision and Purpose, Understanding the Importance of Having a Clear Vision. In the realm of leadership, having a clear vision is often touted as a critical ingredient for success. A vision acts as a compass, guiding leaders and their teams towards a common goal and inspiring them to take decisive action. But what exactly is a vision, and why is it so crucial for effective leadership? A vision is a compelling picture of the future that a leader aspires to create. It is a vivid depiction of what success looks like and serves as a roadmap for making decisions and setting priorities. A clear vision provides direction, clarity, and purpose, aligning individuals and teams towards a shared destination. Without a clear vision, leaders risk drifting aimlessly, lacking focus, and failing to mobilize others towards a common goal. On this journey of exploration, we will delve deeper into the importance of having a clear vision in leadership. We will uncover the benefits of a well-defined vision, examine the characteristics of an inspiring vision, and explore strategies for crafting and communicating a vision that motivates and engages others. Join me as we unravel the power of vision in creating positive change and driving organizational success. The benefits of having a clear vision are multifaceted and far-reaching. A well-defined vision acts as a North Star, providing guidance and direction to individuals and teams in times of uncertainty and change. It serves as a source of inspiration, fueling enthusiasm, motivation, and commitment among stakeholders. A clear vision helps in alignment and unity, bringing people together around a common purpose and igniting a sense of shared ownership and accountability. Moreover, a clear vision enables leaders to make informed decisions and allocate resources effectively. By anchoring decisions in the overarching vision, leaders can prioritize initiatives, filter out distractions, and focus on activities that contribute to the long-term goals of the organization. This strategic alignment ensures that efforts are cohesive, coordinated, and purposeful, driving sustainable growth and progress. In essence, a clear vision acts as a unifying force that propels individuals and organizations towards success. It provides a sense of direction, purpose, and meaning, instilling a sense of optimism, confidence, and determination in the face of challenges. As we continue our exploration, we will delve deeper into the characteristics of an inspiring vision and the impact it can have on driving innovation, engagement, and growth. What are the key characteristics of an inspiring vision that captivates hearts and minds? An inspiring vision is ambitious, yet achievable, stretching individuals beyond their comfort zones and challenging them to reach new heights. It is specific and concrete, painting a vivid picture of the desired future state and outlining clear objectives and milestones along the way. An inspiring vision is inclusive and participatory, inviting input and feedback from stakeholders and fostering a sense of ownership and buy-in. An inspiring vision is also aspirational and values-driven, reflecting the core beliefs, principles, and aspirations of the leader and the organization. It embodies a sense of purpose and meaning, resonating with the values and aspirations of individuals and inspiring them to contribute their best efforts towards the shared goal. An inspiring vision is dynamic and adaptive, capable of evolving in response to changing circumstances and emerging opportunities. Ultimately, an inspiring vision is one that energizes, motivates, and engages individuals at all levels of the organization. It ignites passion, creativity, and commitment, driving innovation, collaboration, and excellence. By crafting an inspiring vision that speaks to the hearts and minds of stakeholders, leaders can mobilize their teams towards achieving extraordinary results and creating lasting impact. Crafting and communicating a clear vision that resonates with stakeholders is a delicate yet essential art in leadership. Effective communication plays a pivotal role in articulating the vision, fostering understanding, and inspiring action. Leaders must leverage various channels and platforms to communicate the vision in a compelling and engaging manner, ensuring that it is understood, embraced, and internalized by all members of the organization. When communicating the vision, leaders should be authentic, transparent, and consistent in their messaging. They should use storytelling, visuals, and anecdotes to bring the vision to life and make it relatable and impactful. Leaders should also engage stakeholders in dialogue, soliciting feedback, questions, and ideas to enrich the vision and cultivate a sense of shared ownership and commitment. In addition to communicating the vision effectively, leaders must ensure that the vision is embedded into the organization's culture, values, and practices. This requires aligning systems, processes, and incentives with the vision, reinforcing desired behaviors, and celebrating wins and successes that exemplify progress towards the vision. By integrating the vision into the fabric of the organization, leaders can create a culture of purpose, alignment, and accountability that drives sustained performance and growth. The importance of having a clear vision in leadership cannot be overstated. A clear vision provides direction, purpose, and motivation, guiding individuals and organizations towards success. It fosters alignment, unity, and engagement, bringing stakeholders together around a common goal. An inspiring vision ignites passion, creativity, and commitment, driving innovation, collaboration, and excellence. By crafting and communicating a clear vision that resonates with stakeholders, leaders can inspire extraordinary results and create lasting impact. As we continue on our journey of exploration, let us reflect on the power of vision to transform individuals, organizations, and communities. Let us commit to cultivating a clear vision that inspires and mobilizes others towards a brighter future. Together, let us embrace the vision we desire and lead with purpose, passion, and impact. Let us envision a world where leadership is not just a title but a way of being, a force for good, and a beacon of hope for generations to come. This comprehensive exploration on the importance of having a clear vision in leadership captures the essence of visionary leadership and highlights the transformative impact of a well-defined vision. It underscores the role of vision as a catalyst for change, innovation, and progress, urging leaders to aspire to greatness and inspire others to join them on the journey towards a shared vision of success. Chapter 2: Integrity and Ethics. The role of honesty and moral principles in effective leadership. In the realm of leadership, honesty and moral principles are often hailed as foundational pillars that underpin trust, credibility, and ethical decision-making. Integrity, authenticity, and transparency form the bedrock of effective leadership, guiding leaders in their interactions with others and shaping their approach to decision-making and problem-solving. But what exactly is the role of honesty and moral principles in leadership, and why are they essential for driving positive outcomes and fostering a culture of trust and respect? Honesty, as a fundamental value, involves being truthful, sincere, and forthright in one's words and actions. It encompasses integrity, consistency, and reliability, which are vital traits that leaders must embody to earn the trust and confidence of their followers. Similarly, moral principles refer to ethical standards and values that govern one's conduct and guide decision-making in alignment with what is right, just, and fair. By adhering to moral principles, leaders demonstrate a commitment to ethical behavior, accountability, and responsibility, setting a positive example for others to follow. As we embark on this exploration of the role of honesty and moral principles in leadership, we will delve into the importance of these values in shaping a leader's character, influencing organizational culture, and driving successful outcomes. Join me on this journey as we uncover the transformative power of honesty and moral principles in effective leadership. The role of honesty and moral principles in effective leadership extends beyond individual behavior and extends to the broader organizational context. When leaders operate with honesty and integrity, they cultivate an environment of trust, openness, and transparency within the organization. Employees feel valued, respected, and empowered when leaders demonstrate ethical behavior and uphold moral principles in their interactions. This fosters a culture of trust and respect, where individuals feel safe to speak up, share ideas, and collaborate towards common goals. Moreover, honesty and moral principles serve as a guiding compass for decision-making and problem-solving in leadership. Leaders who adhere to ethical standards and values make decisions based on what is right, just, and fair, rather than succumbing to self-interest, personal gain, or expediency. This ethical decision-making not only engenders trust and credibility but also ensures that actions are aligned with the organization's values, vision, and mission. By making ethical choices, leaders inspire confidence, loyalty, and commitment among employees and stakeholders, leading to sustainable success and long-term growth. The importance of honesty and moral principles in leadership is further underscored by their role in building and maintaining relationships with others. Trust is a cornerstone of effective leadership, and it is built on a foundation of honesty, transparency, and ethical behavior. When leaders demonstrate integrity, authenticity, and accountability in their interactions with others, they establish trust, respect, and rapport, which are essential for enacting collaboration, engagement, and teamwork. Honesty and moral principles also play a crucial role in guiding leaders through challenging situations and ethical dilemmas. In times of crisis or uncertainty, leaders who uphold ethical standards and values can navigate complex decisions with clarity, confidence, and integrity. By staying true to their moral compass and acting with honesty and transparency, leaders can instill confidence, resilience, and trust among their teams, ensuring that they remain united, focused, and committed to overcoming obstacles and achieving shared goals. As we reflect on the role of honesty and moral principles in leadership, it becomes evident that these values are not just desirable traits but essential attributes that define effective leaders and shape organizational culture. By embodying honesty, integrity, and ethical behavior, leaders can inspire trust, foster collaboration, and drive positive change within their organizations and beyond. Leadership is not just about achieving results or attaining success, it is about making a positive impact on others and contributing to the greater good. The role of honesty and moral principles in effective leadership lies in their ability to inspire, motivate, and empower individuals to strive for excellence, act with integrity, and uphold ethical standards in all aspects of their lives. By embodying these values, leaders set a standard of excellence and create a culture of trust, respect, and accountability that permeates throughout the organization. Effective leadership is not solely measured by outcomes or achievements but by the legacy that leaders leave behind and the impact they have on others. Leaders who lead with honesty and moral principles leave a lasting impression on their teams, inspiring them to emulate these values and integrate them into their daily interactions and decision-making. This legacy of integrity, authenticity, and ethical behavior serves as a beacon of light, guiding individuals towards greatness and fostering a culture of trust, respect, and collaboration. In conclusion, the role of honesty and moral principles in effective leadership cannot be overstated. These values form the bedrock of strong, ethical, and inspiring leadership, guiding leaders in their interactions with others, decision-making, and value creation. By embodying these values, leaders can inspire trust, foster collaboration, and drive positive change within their organizations and communities. Let us commit to upholding honesty and moral principles in our leadership journey and strive to create a brighter future for all. In the ever-evolving landscape of leadership, the role of honesty and moral principles remains as vital as ever, serving as guiding stars that illuminate the path to greatness and inspire others to follow suit. As we navigate the complexities and challenges of the modern world, let us remember the transformative power of honesty, integrity, and ethical behavior in leadership. Let us lead with courage, compassion, and conviction, guided by the moral compass that points towards truth, justice, and fairness. As we embark on this journey of self-discovery and growth, let us embrace the values of honesty and moral principles, recognizing their profound impact on our leadership effectiveness and the well-being of those we lead. Let us commit to upholding these values in all that we do, making ethical decisions, and modeling integrity and authenticity for others to follow. Together, let us strive to be the leaders that inspire, motivate, and empower individuals to reach their full potential and make a positive difference in the world. May our leadership journey be guided by the principles of honesty and integrity, and may we lead with purpose, passion, and humility, knowing that our actions today will shape the leaders of tomorrow. This exploration of the role of honesty and moral principles in effective leadership sheds light on the transformative power of integrity, authenticity, and ethical behavior in guiding leaders towards sustainable success and creating a culture of trust and respect. It underscores the significance of these values in shaping leader character, influencing organizational culture, and driving positive outcomes for individuals and communities. Chapter 3 Communication Skills Techniques for Effective Communication and Active Listening. Communication and active listening are essential components of effective leadership. In today's fast-paced and interconnected world, the ability to communicate clearly, openly, and empathetically is critical for building relationships, fostering trust, and driving organizational success. Active listening, in particular, plays a key role in enhancing communication by demonstrating respect, empathy, and understanding towards others. By actively listening to the concerns, ideas, and feedback of others, leaders can create a culture of inclusion, collaboration, and engagement that empowers individuals to contribute their best efforts. The art of communication in leadership. Communication is a two-way street that involves not just speaking, but also listening, observing, and responding effectively to others. Effective communication in leadership requires clarity, authenticity, and empathy, as well as the ability to adapt to different audiences and situations. By mastering the art of communication, leaders can convey their vision, values, and expectations with impact and conviction, inspiring others to align with their goals and values. Effective communication also involves active listening, which is the ability to fully engage with and understand the perspectives, emotions, and needs of others. By actively listening to others, leaders can build rapport, trust, and connection, which are essential for encouraging collaboration, innovation, and teamwork. Key principles of effective communication. In leadership, effective communication is guided by several key principles that underpin successful interactions and relationships. These principles include clarity, transparency, authenticity, empathy, and consistency. By communicating with clarity, leaders can ensure that their message is understood and received as intended. Transparency fosters trust and openness, while authenticity builds credibility and connection with others. Empathy allows leaders to understand and resonate with the feelings and perspectives of others, fostering rapport and compassion. Consistency ensures that messages are aligned, coherent, and cohesive, reinforcing trust and confidence in the leader's communications. Benefits of active listening in leadership. Active listening is a powerful tool that enables leaders to connect with others, foster trust, and cultivate a culture of respect and collaboration. By actively listening to the concerns, ideas, and feedback of others, leaders demonstrate empathy, understanding, and appreciation for diverse perspectives. Active listening also promotes engagement, empowerment, and inclusivity, as individuals feel valued and respected when their voices are heard and acknowledged. Moreover, active listening enhances problem-solving, decision-making, and conflict resolution by facilitating clear communication, effective understanding, and constructive dialogue among team members. Strategies for enhancing communication and active listening in leadership. Leaders can enhance their communication and active listening skills by adopting several strategies and best practices. These include practicing mindfulness, being present and attentive in conversations, asking open-ended questions, paraphrasing and summarizing key points, providing feedback, and showing empathy and understanding. Leaders can also cultivate a culture of open communication through regular feedback sessions, team meetings, town halls, and one-on-one conversations. By creating a safe and supportive environment for open dialogue and active listening, leaders can foster trust, collaboration, and teamwork, driving organizational success and employee engagement. Skills: as we strive to become the leaders that inspire, engage, and lead with empathy, authenticity, and impact. Mastering these techniques can enhance relationships, foster collaboration, and improve overall understanding. 1. Active listening. Active listening goes beyond merely hearing words, it involves fully engaging with the speaker. Key techniques include: pay attention, focus entirely on the speaker, avoiding distractions like phones or other conversations. Show engagement, use body language, such as nodding and maintaining eye contact, to demonstrate that you are listening. Provide feedback, summarize or paraphrase what the speaker has said to confirm understanding. Ask questions, encourage clarification by asking open-ended questions that invite deeper discussion. 2. Nonverbal communication. Nonverbal cues can significantly impact how messages are received. Consider the following: body language, maintain an open posture and appropriate facial expressions to convey interest and empathy. Eye contact, balance eye contact to show attentiveness without making the other person uncomfortable. Tone of voice, be mindful of your tone, as it can convey emotions and intentions beyond your words. 3. Clarity and conciseness. Being clear and concise helps prevent misunderstandings. Techniques include: get to the point, avoid unnecessary details, focus on the main message to keep your audience engaged. Use simple language, avoid jargon or complex terms that may confuse the listener. Organize your thoughts, plan your communication in advance to ensure a logical flow of ideas. 4. Empathy and understanding. Empathy enhances communication by fostering a connection between individuals. Acknowledge feelings, recognize and validate the emotions of others to create a supportive environment. Avoid judgments, listen without forming judgments or assumptions about the speaker's perspective. 5. Feedback mechanisms. Effective communication involves a two-way process. Invite feedback, encourage others to share their thoughts on your communication style and content, fostering an open dialogue. Be receptive to criticism, accept constructive feedback gracefully to improve your communication skills over time. 6. Cultural sensitivity. Understanding cultural differences can enhance communication effectiveness. Adapt your approach, be aware of cultural norms regarding eye contact, gestures, and personal space, which may vary significantly across cultures. Respect diversity, acknowledge different perspectives and practices that influence how people communicate. 7. Practice assertiveness. Being assertive helps convey messages confidently while respecting others. Use I statements, express your thoughts and feelings using I statements to take ownership of your perspective without blaming others. Set boundaries, clearly communicate your needs and limits while remaining respectful of others' viewpoints. Chapter 4: Empowerment and Delegation, How to Empower Others and Delegate Tasks Effectively. Empowering others and delegating tasks effectively are essential skills for leaders seeking to foster a culture of trust, collaboration, and accountability within their teams. Empowerment involves granting individuals the autonomy, authority, and responsibility to make decisions, take ownership of their work, and contribute to the organization's success. Delegation, on the other hand, entails entrusting tasks, responsibilities, and authority to others based on their skills, capabilities, and strengths. By empowering others and delegating tasks effectively, leaders can leverage the diverse talents, perspectives, and expertise of their team members, driving innovation, engagement, and productivity. Benefits of empowering others. Empowering others yields a myriad of benefits for both individuals and organizations. When individuals are empowered, they feel valued, respected, and trusted to contribute their unique skills and perspectives to the team. This fosters a sense of ownership, motivation, and engagement, leading to higher job satisfaction, performance, and retention. Empowerment also promotes learning, growth, and development by providing individuals with opportunities to learn new skills, take on challenging tasks, and expand their capabilities. By empowering others, leaders create a culture of autonomy, collaboration, and innovation that drives organizational success and fosters a sense of shared purpose and achievement. Strategies for empowering others. Leaders can empower others by adopting several strategies and best practices. These include providing clear expectations, feedback, and resources to enable individuals to succeed in their roles. Leaders can also encourage open communication, creativity, and risk-taking by fostering a culture of trust, experimentation, and continuous improvement. Additionally, leaders can create opportunities for growth and development through coaching, mentoring, and training programs that support individual learning and career advancement. By empowering others, leaders inspire confidence, motivation, and initiative, fostering a culture of ownership, initiative, and collaboration that contributes to overall organizational success. Benefits of delegating tasks effectively. Effective delegation is a key leadership skill that enhances productivity, efficiency, and team performance. When leaders delegate tasks effectively, they distribute workloads, responsibilities, and authority based on individual strengths, skills, and interests, maximizing team effectiveness and performance. Delegating tasks allows leaders to focus on high-priority activities, strategic initiatives, and long-term goals, freeing up time and energy to drive organizational success. Furthermore, effective delegation empowers team members to develop new skills, build confidence, and take ownership of their work, fostering a culture of accountability, collaboration, and growth within the organization. Strategies for delegating tasks effectively. Delegating tasks effectively requires leaders to adopt several strategies and best practices. These include clearly defining tasks, expectations, and deadlines to ensure that team members understand their roles and responsibilities. Leaders should also consider the skills, capabilities, and development needs of team members when assigning tasks to ensure that they are matched to the right individual. Communication is key in effective delegation, with leaders providing guidance, support, and feedback throughout the process to help team members succeed. Furthermore, leaders should trust their team members to take ownership of their work, make decisions, and seek assistance when needed, fostering a culture of autonomy, accountability, and collaboration. In conclusion, empowering others and delegating tasks effectively are essential skills for leaders seeking to build high-performing teams, foster innovation, and drive organizational success. By empowering individuals and delegating tasks with clarity, trust, and accountability, leaders can create a culture of ownership, collaboration, and growth that empowers individuals to reach their full potential and contribute to shared goals. Let us commit to embracing the principles of empowerment and effective delegation as we strive to lead with authenticity, empathy, and impact. This comprehensive examination of how to empower others and delegate tasks effectively in leadership explores the key benefits, strategies, and best practices that underpin these essential skills. It underscores the importance of empowering individuals to contribute their unique perspectives, skills, and talents to the team and delegating tasks with clarity, trust, and accountability to drive organizational success and foster a culture of innovation and collaboration. Chapter 5: Resilience in Adversity. Building Strength to Overcome Challenges and Setbacks. Resilience, the ability to bounce back from challenges, setbacks, and adversity, is a critical skill for leaders navigating today's complex and uncertain world. In the face of adversity, resilience enables individuals to persevere, adapt, and thrive, rather than succumb to stress, fear, or defeat. By cultivating resilience, leaders can build the strength, courage, and determination to overcome obstacles, learn from setbacks, and emerge stronger and wiser in the face of adversity. Understanding the components of resilience. Resilience is comprised of several key components that contribute to an individual's ability to navigate challenges and setbacks effectively. These components include adaptability, optimism, perseverance, self-awareness, and social support. Adaptability involves the ability to adjust to changing circumstances, overcome obstacles, and find new solutions to complex problems. Optimism entails maintaining a positive outlook, focusing on opportunities for growth and learning, and staying hopeful in the face of adversity. Perseverance involves staying committed to goals, persisting in the face of challenges, and bouncing back from setbacks with resilience and determination. Building resilience through self-care and well-being. One way to build resilience in the face of adversity is through self-care and well-being practices that promote physical, emotional, and mental health. Engaging in activities such as exercise, mindfulness, meditation, and stress relief techniques can help leaders manage their emotions, reduce stress, and increase resilience in the face of challenges. Taking time to rest, recharge, and reflect on one's experiences can also enhance resilience by fostering self-awareness, emotional regulation, and cognitive flexibility. Developing resilience through learning and growth. Another way to build resilience in adversity is through continuous learning and growth experiences that challenge individuals to expand their horizons, develop new skills, and overcome limitations. Seeking out opportunities for personal and professional development, taking on new challenges, and learning from setbacks and failures can enhance resilience by fostering adaptability, openness to feedback, and a growth mindset. By embracing a mindset of continuous learning and growth, leaders can build the resilience to face adversity with courage, strength, and resilience. Fostering resilience through social support and connection. Finally, fostering resilience in adversity involves seeking support from others, building strong relationships, and cultivating a sense of connection and belonging. Social support from friends, family, colleagues, and mentors can provide emotional support, encouragement, and perspective when facing challenges and setbacks. By fostering strong social connections, building relationships based on trust and mutual respect can enhance resilience by providing individuals with a support network to turn to in times of need. Moreover, by giving and receiving support from others, leaders can cultivate resilience, empathy, and compassion that foster a sense of community and belonging in times of adversity. In conclusion, resilience in adversity is a crucial skill for leaders seeking to navigate challenges, setbacks, and uncertainty with strength, courage, and perseverance. By understanding the components of resilience, building self-care practices, fostering continuous learning and growth, and connecting with others for support and connection, leaders can cultivate the resilience needed to overcome obstacles, learn from setbacks, and emerge stronger and wiser in the face of adversity. Let us commit to building resilience in ourselves and others as we strive to lead with authenticity, empathy, and impact, even in the face of adversity. Chapter 6: Emotional Intelligence. Understanding and managing emotions in yourself and others. Emotions play a vital role in our lives, influencing our thoughts, behaviors, and interactions. Understanding and managing emotions, both our own and those of others, can enhance personal well-being and improve relationships. This exploration delves into emotional intelligence, EI, techniques for self-regulation, strategies for managing others' emotions, and the importance of empathy in communication. Emotional intelligence is defined as the ability to perceive, use, understand, and manage emotions effectively in ourselves and others. According to Mayer and Salovey's model, EI encompasses: emotional intelligence is a crucial aspect of human behavior that pertains to understanding and managing one's own emotions, as well as recognizing and influencing the emotions of others. It is the ability to comprehend and regulate emotions effectively, leading to better interpersonal relationships, communication, and overall mental well-being. In this paper, we will explore the concept of emotional intelligence in greater depth, discussing its importance, components, benefits, and ways to improve it. Emotional intelligence consists of four main components: self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management. Self-awareness involves recognizing and understanding one's own emotions, strengths, weaknesses, values, and goals. It is the foundation of emotional intelligence, as it serves as a basis for all other components. Self-management, on the other hand, focuses on regulating one's emotions, behaviors, and impulses in a constructive manner. This involves controlling one's reactions to situations, managing stress effectively, and maintaining a positive outlook. Social awareness refers to the ability to understand the emotions, needs, and concerns of others. It involves empathizing with others, perceiving social cues, and demonstrating sensitivity towards people's feelings. Lastly, relationship management encompasses the ability to establish and maintain healthy and rewarding relationships with others. This involves effective communication, conflict resolution, teamwork, and influencing others positively. Together, these components form the basis of emotional intelligence and play a crucial role in shaping our interactions with others. Emotional intelligence has been linked to various benefits in both personal and professional settings. Individuals with high emotional intelligence tend to have better mental health, higher levels of well-being, and increased resilience in the face of challenges. They are also more effective communicators, better at conflict resolution, and have stronger relationships with others. In the workplace, emotional intelligence has been associated with higher job performance, leadership effectiveness, and overall success. It is a key factor in building strong teams, fostering collaboration, and creating a positive work environment. Improving emotional intelligence involves developing and practicing the skills associated with each component. This can be done through various strategies, such as mindfulness practices, self-reflection, social skills training, and seeking feedback from others. Mindfulness practices, such as meditation and deep breathing exercises, can help increase self-awareness and self-regulation. Self-reflection involves examining one's thoughts, emotions, and behaviors in different situations to enhance self-awareness and self-management. Social skills training can help improve social awareness and relationship management by learning how to communicate effectively, listen actively, and empathize with others. Seeking feedback from others can provide valuable insights into one's strengths and areas for improvement, helping to enhance overall emotional intelligence. In conclusion, emotional intelligence is a critical skill that influences our relationships, communication, and overall well-being. By developing and improving our emotional intelligence, we can enhance our personal and professional lives, leading to greater success, happiness, and fulfillment. Through self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management, we can cultivate a deeper understanding of emotions, both in ourselves and in others, and build stronger, more meaningful connections with those around us. Chapter 7: Building a Strong Team. Strategies for Fostering Collaboration and Teamwork. Fostering collaboration and teamwork is essential for enhancing productivity and innovation in any organization. Here are several effective strategies to promote a collaborative environment. 1. Set collaborative goals. Establish shared objectives that require team effort. This encourages members to work together, reducing competition and fostering a sense of unity. Use project management tools to align tasks with these goals, ensuring everyone contributes to the collective success. 2. Encourage open communication. Create an environment where team members feel comfortable sharing ideas and feedback. Regular meetings and the use of collaboration tools like Slack or Microsoft Teams can facilitate transparent communication, breaking down silos and enhancing teamwork. 3. Define clear roles and responsibilities. Clarify each team member's role to prevent confusion and overlap. When everyone knows their responsibilities, it fosters accountability and allows for smoother collaboration. 4. Promote knowledge sharing. Encourage team members to share their expertise through workshops or mentoring programs. This leverages diverse skills within the team, leading to more innovative solutions and faster problem solving. 5. Foster a culture of trust. Build trust among team members by encouraging inclusivity and supporting open discussions. When employees feel valued and respected, they are more likely to collaborate effectively. 6. Lead by example. Leadership plays a crucial role in fostering collaboration. Demonstrate collaborative behaviors yourself, such as being open to feedback and actively engaging with team members. 7. Encourage team problem solving. Create opportunities for collaborative problem solving through brainstorming sessions or workshops. This not only enhances creativity but also strengthens team bonds as members work together to tackle challenges. 8. Implement cross-training programs. Allow team members to learn about each other's roles through cross-training initiatives. This increases empathy and understanding, enabling better support among colleagues when needed. 9. Celebrate team achievements. Recognize and celebrate collaborative efforts and successes, no matter how small. This reinforces the value of teamwork and motivates individuals to engage more actively in collaborative projects. 10. Utilize technology effectively. Leverage collaborative tools that streamline communication and project management, making it easier for teams to work together regardless of location. By implementing these strategies, organizations can create a culture of collaboration that enhances teamwork, drives innovation, and ultimately leads to greater success. Chapter 8 Continues Learning the Importance of Growth and Adaptability in Leadership. The importance of growth and adaptability in leadership. Continuous growth in leadership is essential in today's fast-paced and ever-changing business environment. As a leader, it is important to constantly develop and improve your skills, knowledge, and abilities in order to effectively lead your team and achieve organizational goals. In this book, we will explore the importance of continuous growth in leadership and discuss the various ways in which leaders can continue to develop and grow in their roles. One of the key reasons why continuous growth in leadership is important is that it helps leaders stay ahead of the competition. In today's highly competitive business world, it is essential for leaders to constantly improve their skills and knowledge in order to keep up with changes in the industry and outperform their competitors. By continuously growing and developing as a leader, you can stay ahead of the curve and ensure that your team and organization remain successful. Additionally, continuous growth in leadership helps to improve employee engagement and satisfaction. When employees see their leaders actively seeking to improve and develop, they are more likely to be motivated and inspired to do the same. This can result in increased productivity, better teamwork, and a more positive work environment. By continuously growing as a leader, you can create a culture of continuous improvement within your team and organization. Continuous growth in leadership also helps leaders to adapt to change and overcome challenges. In today's fast-paced and constantly evolving business environment, it is essential for leaders to be able to adapt to change and navigate through challenges effectively. By continuously growing and developing as a leader, you can improve your problem-solving skills, decision-making abilities, and resilience, enabling you to successfully lead your team through any obstacles that may arise. Furthermore, continuous growth in leadership can help you to build trust and credibility with your team and stakeholders. When you demonstrate a commitment to growth and development as a leader, you show others that you are dedicated to improving your skills and abilities in order to better serve your team and organization. This can help to build trust and credibility with your team, making it easier to motivate and inspire them to achieve their goals. Additionally, stakeholders will have greater confidence in your leadership abilities when they see that you are actively seeking to improve and grow. There are many ways in which leaders can continue to grow and develop in their roles. One effective way is to seek out opportunities for ongoing learning and professional development. This can include attending leadership training programs, workshops, conferences, and seminars, as well as reading books, articles, and research on leadership topics. Additionally, leaders can seek out feedback from their team members, mentors, and peers in order to identify areas for improvement and growth. Another way for leaders to continue growing is to set clear goals and objectives for their own development. By setting specific goals and creating a plan for achieving them, leaders can track their progress and stay focused on their growth and development. Regularly reviewing and reflecting on your progress towards your goals can help you to stay motivated and committed to continuous growth in leadership. In conclusion, continuous growth in leadership is essential for leaders to stay ahead of the competition, improve employee engagement and satisfaction, adapt to change and overcome challenges, build trust and credibility with their team and stakeholders, and achieve organizational goals. By actively seeking out opportunities for learning and development, setting clear goals for growth, and staying committed to continuous improvement, leaders can continue to grow and develop in their roles and effectively lead their teams and organizations to success. 1. The essence of leadership. At its core, leadership is about influencing and guiding others towards a common goal. Effective leaders inspire and motivate their teams, fostering an environment where individuals feel valued and empowered. However, traditional leadership styles may not suffice in addressing the challenges posed by modern complexities. Leaders must grow in their roles, enhancing their skills and perspectives to adapt to changing circumstances. 2. The importance of growth in leadership. Personal and professional development. Continuous growth in leadership involves both personal and professional development. Leaders should actively seek opportunities to enhance their skills, acquire new knowledge, and broaden their experiences. This commitment to growth enables leaders to stay relevant and effective in their roles. For example, attending workshops, pursuing higher education, or engaging in mentorship programs can provide leaders with innovative ideas and approaches that can be applied to their organizations. Emotional intelligence. Growth in leadership also encompasses the development of emotional intelligence, EI. High EI enables leaders to understand and manage their own emotions, as well as empathize with others. Leaders with strong emotional intelligence can build trusting relationships, resolve conflicts effectively, and create a positive workplace culture. By prioritizing their own growth in emotional intelligence, leaders can enhance their ability to connect with team members and navigate complex interpersonal dynamics. 3. Adaptability, a critical leadership skill. Responding to change. Adaptability is an essential trait for leaders in navigating change. The ability to pivot and adjust strategies in response to new information or circumstances is critical for organizational success. For instance, the COVID-19 pandemic forced many leaders to rethink their business models, explore remote work solutions, and prioritize employee well-being. Leaders who adapted effectively were better equipped to thrive amidst uncertainty and maintain their team's morale and productivity. Encouraging a culture of adaptability. Leaders must also encourage adaptability within their teams. By fostering a culture that embraces change and innovation, leaders can empower employees to experiment, take calculated risks, and learn from failures. This adaptability within the workforce not only enhances overall performance but also positions the organization to capitalize on new opportunities as they arise. 4. The intersection of growth and adaptability. While growth and adaptability are distinct concepts, they are closely intertwined. Growth fosters adaptability, as individuals who actively pursue knowledge and new experiences are better equipped to adjust to changing situations. Likewise, adaptability contributes to growth by providing opportunities for learning through practical experience and exposure to diverse perspectives. Real-world applications. Organizations that prioritize both growth and adaptability often enjoy a competitive advantage. Companies like Google and Amazon are examples of how a commitment to continuous improvement and flexibility can drive innovation and success. These organizations encourage employees to pursue growth through professional development and create a culture of adaptability that allows them to respond swiftly to market changes and customer needs. 5. The challenges of growth and adaptability. Despite the clear benefits, leaders face challenges in fostering growth and adaptability. Fear of failure, resistance to change, and complacency can hinder both personal and organizational progress. Leaders must actively work to overcome these obstacles, fostering a mindset that views challenges as opportunities for growth. Creating an open and supportive environment where feedback is welcomed can help facilitate this process. Developing resilience. Resilience is an essential quality for leaders striving for growth and adaptability. Building resilience involves cultivating a positive outlook, maintaining perseverance in the face of setbacks, and learning from experiences. Leaders who demonstrate resilience inspire their teams to embrace challenges and view obstacles as stepping stones to success. Conclusion: the importance of growth and adaptability in leadership cannot be overstated. As leaders navigate the complexities of an ever-evolving world, their ability to grow personally and professionally and to adapt to changing circumstances will determine their effectiveness and the success of their organizations. By prioritizing continuous development and fostering a culture of adaptability, leaders can inspire their teams and drive business growth. Ultimately, growth and adaptability are not just beneficial, they are essential in today's fast-paced environment. The leaders who recognize and embrace this reality will be the ones who lead their organizations to lasting success. Chapter 9: Leadership Styles. Various approaches leaders use to guide and motivate their teams. Leaders can employ a variety of approaches to guide and motivate their teams effectively. Here are some common methods. 1. Transformational leadership. This approach focuses on inspiring and motivating team members by creating a vision for the future. Transformational leaders encourage innovation and creativity, fostering an environment where team members feel valued and empowered to contribute to the organization's goals. 2. Servant leadership. Servant leaders prioritize the needs of their team members. They focus on empowering and uplifting their team, ensuring that everyone has the resources and support needed to succeed. This approach builds trust and loyalty within the team. 3. Autocratic leadership. In this approach, leaders make decisions unilaterally and expect team members to follow directions. While this can lead to quick decision-making, it may not foster a collaborative environment and can limit team motivation. 4. Democratic leadership. Democratic leaders involve team members in the decision-making process, valuing their input and encouraging participation. This approach can increase commitment and motivation, as team members feel their opinions matter. 5. Transactional leadership. This focuses on structured tasks and reward-based systems. Leaders use clear expectations and provide feedback, rewarding team members for meeting goals. While effective for short-term objectives, it may not cultivate deeper motivation or engagement. 6. Situational leadership. This flexible approach involves adapting leadership styles based on the team's needs and the specific situation. Leaders assess the competence and commitment of team members and adjust their guidance accordingly. 7. Coaching and mentoring. Leaders who act as coaches provide individual development and growth opportunities. They offer guidance, feedback, and support, which can lead to increased motivation and skill development among team members. 8. Goal setting. Leaders motivate teams by setting clear, achievable goals. Using the SMART criteria, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound, can help ensure that team members understand their targets and feel motivated to reach them. 9. Recognition and reward. Acknowledging team members' accomplishments through praise, awards, or bonuses can greatly enhance motivation. Recognition reinforces positive behaviors and encourages continued performance. 10. Open communication. Leaders who promote open lines of communication create an environment where team members feel safe to express their ideas, concerns, and suggestions. This transparency fosters trust and can lead to increased motivation and collaboration. 11. Team building activities. Engaging in team building exercises can strengthen relationships and improve cooperation among team members. This enhances team cohesion, making individuals feel more invested in their work and each other. By employing a combination of these approaches, leaders can effectively guide and motivate their teams, adapting their strategies to meet the unique dynamics and needs of their group. Chapter 10: The Leader Within. Encouraging readers to cultivate their unique leadership style. Cultivating a unique leadership style is an important and fulfilling journey for any aspiring leader. Here are some encouragement and tips to help readers embrace and develop their personal leadership style. 1. Embrace authenticity. Be yourself. Your unique qualities and experiences shape your perspective and decision-making. Embrace who you are, and let your individuality shine through in your leadership. Share your story, personal narratives create connections. Help others relate to your leadership journey by sharing your experiences, challenges, and triumphs. 2. Learn from others. Study various leadership styles, observe different leaders and their approaches. Understand that there are many effective styles. Identify what resonates with you and integrate those elements into your own approach. Seek mentors, find mentors who exemplify qualities you admire. Learn from their experiences while remaining true to your own vision. 3. Foster continuous learning. Invest in personal development, engage in workshops, courses, or reading that enhance your leadership skills. Lifelong learning can help you adapt and grow in your role. Seek feedback, regularly ask for feedback from peers and team members. Constructive criticism can offer valuable insights into your leadership style and areas for improvement. 4. Practice empathy and listening. Understand your team, know what motivates your team members and recognize their strengths. By being attentive to their needs and perspectives, you can adjust your style to better support and inspire them. Encourage open communication, create an environment where team members feel safe to voice their opinions. This fosters trust and can lead to a more collaborative atmosphere. 5. Set clear values and vision. Define your core values, identify and articulate what principles guide your actions as a leader. This clarity helps you make consistent decisions aligned with your values. Communicate your vision, sharing your vision not only rallies support but also sets a roadmap for your team. Ensure that your vision reflects your unique style and engages others. 6. Be adaptable. Stay open to change. Leadership is dynamic and can require you to adjust your approach based on the situation. Be willing to evolve and try new methods to find what blends well with your leadership style. Recognize timing and context, different scenarios may call for various leadership techniques. Assessing the context helps you apply your unique style effectively. 7. Lead by example. Model the behavior you want to see, your actions and decisions set the tone for your team. Demonstrate commitment, integrity, and resilience to inspire those around you. Celebrate successes, acknowledge not only your achievements but also those of your team. This creates a culture of recognition and motivation. Conclusion. Remember, there is no one-size-fits-all approach to leadership. Your journey to cultivating a unique leadership style is a path filled with self-discovery, growth, and connection. Embrace the process, trust in your abilities, and you'll inspire others to do the same. By being true to yourself and continuously striving to improve, you can become an authentic leader who drives positive change. Chapter 11 Effective Discipline Guiding Behavior with Love and Respect. Discipline is a cornerstone of effective leadership. It establishes a framework within which teams can operate efficiently, promotes accountability, and fosters a culture of respect and professionalism. Leaders must navigate the delicate balance between enforcing rules and maintaining employee morale. By understanding the principles of effective discipline, leaders can create an environment where individuals feel valued while recognizing the importance of their roles within the organization. Setting clear expectations. One of the first steps in effective discipline is the establishment of clear expectations. Leaders should communicate goals, responsibilities, and behavioral standards unambiguously. This clarity helps prevent misunderstandings and sets the stage for accountability. By involving team members in discussions about expectations, leaders can foster a sense of ownership and commitment. Clear expectations serve not only as benchmarks for performance but also as a basis for assessing behavior and addressing any potential issues. Consistency in enforcement. Consistency is crucial when it comes to enforcing discipline. Leaders must apply rules equitably across the team to maintain credibility and respect. Inconsistent application of disciplinary measures can lead to perceptions of favoritism and resentment. When leaders uphold their standards consistently, they cultivate an environment of fairness where team members feel their contributions and behaviors are judged equitably. This consistency should extend to all team members, regardless of their position or tenure. The role of feedback and communication. Open lines of communication are vital in the disciplinary process. Leaders should adopt a feedback-oriented approach, allowing for constructive discussions regarding performance and behaviors. This involves not only addressing issues but also recognizing positive contributions. When leaders engage in regular one-on-one meetings or performance reviews, they create opportunities for dialogue, clarification, and mutual understanding. Constructive feedback helps individuals understand the rationale behind disciplinary measures and empowers them to improve. Using positive reinforcement. While discipline often emphasizes correction, positive reinforcement should also play a significant role. Recognizing and rewarding desirable behaviors can motivate team members and encourage them to adhere to established standards. Leaders can implement recognition programs, celebrate small wins, or simply express appreciation for good work. By focusing on what employees do well alongside areas for improvement, leaders can create a more balanced and positive approach to discipline, fostering a culture of growth rather than fear. Addressing issues promptly. When disciplinary issues arise, leaders should address them promptly and effectively. Delaying conversations about performance can lead to escalating problems and an atmosphere of uncertainty. Leaders should be proactive in discussing any negative behaviors as they occur, facilitating understanding and offering support for improvement. By tackling issues head-on, leaders demonstrate their commitment to the team's success and willingness to engage with difficult situations. Providing support and development opportunities. Effective discipline is not merely about correction, it also encompasses support and development. Leaders have the responsibility to provide training, resources, and mentorship to help team members improve their skills and behaviors. When employees understand that discipline is a part of their growth and development, they are more likely to embrace feedback and strive for excellence. By investing in employees' professional development, leaders create a motivated and capable workforce ready to meet organizational challenges. Conclusion: building a culture of discipline. In conclusion, effective discipline for leaders is multifaceted, encompassing clear expectations, consistent enforcement, open communication, positive reinforcement, prompt issue resolution, and developmental support. By approaching discipline with a focus on growth and accountability, leaders can foster a positive organizational culture. This culture not only enhances individual performance but also contributes to broader organizational goals. By cultivating an environment where discipline is viewed as a pathway to success, leaders can inspire their teams to achieve excellence collectively. Chapter 12: Significance of Having Values. Values as guiding principles, shaping our decisions and actions. Imagine a world where every decision you make is guided by a set of unwavering principles, where your actions reflect your deepest beliefs, shaping not only your destiny but also the fabric of society itself. Values are the invisible threads that weave through the tapestry of our lives, influencing our choices, relationships, and ultimately our legacy. In a time when moral ambiguity often reigns, understanding and embracing our values becomes not just important but essential. Today, we embark on a journey to explore the significance of values, examining how they define us as individuals, as a collective community. Priorities for goals or values can be described as fundamental principles or beliefs that shape our behavior, decisions, and interactions. Moreover, they are the guiding star for us to deliver to the mandate of the offices we occupy. The significance of having values in our lives cannot be overstated. Values serve as the guiding principles that shape our decisions, influence our behavior, and define our relationships. They are the moral compass that helps us navigate the complexities of life, providing clarity and direction in both personal and professional contexts. This discussion explores the importance of values, their impact on individual well-being, and how they foster meaningful connections with others. Their importance can be summarized as follows. 1. Direction and purpose. Values give a sense of direction in life by helping us define our goals and aspirations. They provide clarity on what is important to us, enabling us to make choices that align with our beliefs and ideals. This sense of purpose motivates individuals to pursue their passions and navigate life's challenges with intention. 2. Consistency and stability. When we have a clear laid out standards that monitor our actions and decisions, we tend to be concise and consistent in our actions and decisions. This stability allows individuals to remain steadfast in their beliefs even when faced with adversity. A well-defined value system acts as a foundation for one's character, promoting resilience during difficult times. 3. Integrity and ethical behavior. Values are crucial for maintaining integrity and ethical behavior. They guide individuals in acting honestly, responsibly, and respectfully towards others. By living in accordance with our values, we build trust and credibility in both personal and professional relationships, which is essential for fostering healthy interactions. 4. Decision making. In moments of uncertainty or when faced with difficult choices, our values serve as a compass to guide decision making. They help us evaluate options based on what aligns with our principles, leading to greater satisfaction and peace of mind when we act in ways that reflect our core beliefs. 5. Social interaction and harmony. Shared values among individuals contribute to social cohesion and harmony within communities. They facilitate mutual respect and understanding, enabling people to cooperate effectively while reducing conflicts. A society grounded in shared values tends to promote collaboration and social responsibility. 6. Personal growth and development. Values encourage personal growth by promoting self-reflection on our beliefs and behaviors. They challenge us to strive for improvement and contribute positively to society. Understanding one's values can lead to enhanced psychological well-being as individuals align their actions with what they believe is meaningful. 7. Resilience during hardship. During challenging times, values can provide comfort and strength. They help individuals navigate crises by offering a framework for understanding their experiences and emotions. By relying on their core values, people can find resilience amidst adversity, allowing them to cope more effectively with life's difficulties. Chapter 13: The Christ-like Leader Guiding Others Through Humility, Compassion, and Integrity. Christ-like leadership embodies the principles and character of Jesus Christ, emphasizing servitude, humility, compassion, and integrity. Leaders who exemplify Christ-like traits have significantly impacted communities and organizations. Their desire is to serve rather than to be served. Jesus made it clear in the book of Matthew 20:26 and Mark 10:43. Matthew 20:26 New Life Version. It must not be that way with you. But whoever wants to be great among you, let him care for you. Jesus teaches that greatness in his kingdom is defined by servanthood. He brings a different perspective as compared to the worldview on authority and power. His emphasizes humility and importance and the importance of serving others rather than seeking status of dominance. Jesus demonstrated by serving those who were around him. Principles of servanthood. 1. Practice active listening. Engage with others by genuinely listening to their needs and concerns. 2. Volunteer your time. Offer help in your community or support a friend in need. 3. Show gratitude. Acknowledge and appreciate the efforts of those around you, enabling a supportive environment. 4. Lead by example. Demonstrate humility and service in your actions, inspiring others to do the same. 5. Reflect daily. At the end of each day, assess how you served others and identify areas for improvement. Humility. Humility is a central theme in the Bible, characterized by meekness, lowliness, and a heart attitude of selflessness. The Greek term for humility, often translated as lowliness of mind, emphasizes this inner disposition rather than mere outward behavior. Biblical humility is essential for salvation, as illustrated in Matthew 5:3, where Jesus states that the poor in spirit inherit the kingdom of heaven. In both the Old and New Testaments, humility is linked to wisdom and honor. Proverbs 15:33 teaches that humility comes before honor, indicating its foundational role in spiritual growth. Jesus exemplifies true humility through his servanthood and obedience, even to death on the cross, Philippians 2:8. Furthermore, God promises grace to the humble while opposing the proud, James 4:6. Ultimately, humility involves recognizing our dependence on God, valuing others above ourselves, Philippians 2:3, and serving with a heart aligned to God's will. This biblical perspective encourages leaders to embrace humility as a pathway to spiritual maturity and divine favor. Integrity. Integrity in the Bible encompasses moral uprightness, honesty, and a steadfast commitment to righteousness. It is deeply rooted in adherence to God's commandments. Integrity is also defined as standing in opposition to hypocrisy. Some school of thoughts define it as meaning what you say and say what you mean. Old Testament. Proverbs, integrity is portrayed as a guiding principle. Proverbs 10:9 states, "Whoever walks in integrity walks securely," while Proverbs 11:3 highlights that the integrity of the upright guides them. Psalm 25:2 connects integrity with protection and hope in God, indicating that integrity safeguards one's spiritual life. New Testament. Matthew, Jesus teaches straightforwardness in communication, stating in Matthew 5:37 that one's word should be simply yes or no. Ephesians, Paul emphasizes truthfulness and community in Ephesians 4:25, urging believers to speak truthfully as members of one body. Overall, biblical integrity reflects a commitment to God's commandments and moral wholeness. Compassion. Compassion is characterized by showing mercy, sympathy, and desire to alleviate the suffering of others. The Hebrew term rachem and Greek term splanchnizomai convey deep emotional responses to distress, often leading to action. Jesus had to take action on the Sabbath day when he saw a woman who was crippled. He had to fulfill his purpose of coming to earth according to John 10:10, where it says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Below is the passage where Jesus shows compassion. Luke 13:10. One Sabbath day, as Jesus was teaching in a synagogue, 11 he saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil spirit. She had been bent double for 18 years and was unable to stand up straight. 12 When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Dear woman, you are healed of your sickness." 13 Then he touched her, and instantly she could stand straight. How she praised God! 14 But the leader in charge of the synagogue was indignant that Jesus had healed her on the Sabbath day. "There are 6 days of the week for working," he said to the crowd. "Come on those days to be healed, not on the Sabbath." 15 But the Lord replied, "You hypocrites! Each of you works on the Sabbath day. Don't you untie your ox or your donkey from its stall on the Sabbath and lead it out for water?" 16 This dear woman, a daughter of Abraham, has been held in bondage by Satan for 18 years. Isn't it right that she be released, even on the Sabbath? 17 This shamed his enemies, but all the people rejoiced at the wonderful things he did. Chapter 14, Collaboration and Empowerment, Creating Impact Through Unity and Empowerment. Collaboration and empowerment are essential components for making an effective change or bringing about a transformation. Collaboration harnesses diverse perspectives, enhancing creativity and problem-solving, while empowerment instills a sense of ownership among team members, driving motivation and engagement. Effective leaders cultivate an environment of trust, allowing individuals to express ideas freely and take initiative. The Word of God reveals the power of working together and empowering other fellows. Luke 10:1, "After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them 2 by 2 ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go." Additionally, in Mark 6:7, it states, "He called the 12 and began to send them out 2 by 2, and gave them authority over unclean spirits." Jesus sent his disciples out 2 by 2 to provide mutual support and encouragement during their mission. This approach allowed them to strengthen each other in faith, especially on challenging days when one might doubt. Additionally, sending them in pairs ensured that they could cover more ground effectively while sharing the message of the kingdom of God. This method emphasized companionship and collaboration, crucial elements in their ministry as they prepared the way for Jesus' teachings. The authority, exousia, to heal and cast out demons was delegated to the disciples to glorify Christ, hence they came back jubilant. Luke 10:17 The 70 came back jubilant. Lord, they said, with your power, even the demons submit to us. This passage highlights the joy and excitement of the disciples as they experienced the authority given to them by Jesus over evil spirits. True leaders delegate and empower their followers, allowing them to fit in their shoes. Delegation helps in cultivating self-belief and motivation. Ecclesiastes 4:9. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. This portion of Scripture unveils the significance of collaboration in achieving greater outcomes than individual efforts. Solomon emphasizes that teamwork not only enhances productivity but also provides emotional and practical support, as one can help the other in times of need. Unity makes resilience and strength, akin to a cord of three strands that is not easily broken, revealing the value of companionship in overcoming challenges. 1 Corinthians 12:4-7 states, Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. This passage emphasizes the diversity of spiritual gifts within the Christian community, highlighting that while individuals possess different abilities and roles, they are all empowered by the same Holy Spirit. The focus on unity amidst diversity underscores that these gifts should be used collaboratively for the benefit of the entire church, fostering a spirit of cooperation and mutual support among believers. Philippians 2:3-4 states, Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests but each of you to the interests of the others. This portion of Scripture emphasizes the importance of humility and selflessness in validating collaboration. It encourages individuals to prioritize the needs and perspectives of others over their own, creating an environment where teamwork can flourish. By valuing others and seeking their welfare, communities can build stronger relationships and achieve collective goals, reflecting the essence of Christ-like love and unity. Romans 15:5 states, May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus. This verse highlights the importance of unity and collaboration among believers. Paul emphasizes that God provides the strength and comfort needed to foster harmonious relationships. By encouraging mutual support and understanding, Christians can work together effectively, reflecting the love of Christ. This unity not only enhances community but also glorifies God, as believers come together with one voice to worship Him, demonstrating the power of collaboration in faith. Ephesians 4:11 emphasizes the role of Christ in providing diverse leaders, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to empower the church. These leaders are tasked with equipping believers for service, fostering collaboration and unity within the body of Christ, Ephesians 4:12. This empowerment encourages every member to actively participate in ministry, promoting a culture where leadership is shared and all are valued, Ephesians 4:16. Ultimately, this structure aims to build up the church and achieve spiritual maturity collectively. The same principle applies to business and work environment. In summary, my philosophy in leadership is collaboration and empowerment. This approach is rooted in shared burden, motivation, and accountability. As you delegate, you cultivate transformative experiences in educational settings and beyond. A sustainable growth and development is achieved. Empowerment involves giving team members the authority and resources to make decisions, which boosts engagement and innovation. A collaborative culture thrives on trust, enabling open communication and diverse perspectives, leading to better decision-making. Key strategies include shared decision-making, delegation of authority, and providing training opportunities. By creating an empowered workforce, Organizations can enhance motivation, performance, and overall success while driving innovation through collective expertise.